listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 8th. My name is Michael Kelly and I am here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I'm glad to be here and it's a full moon. Yay.
Always a good time.
It is, too.
Welcome to those joining us live, as well as those joining us or listening to the archives. I'm sorry, I'm being buzzed by a June bug. It's very distracting. But Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. And of course, as always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives the death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now, tonight, we're going to have Dr. Kelly joining us, and we're going to be just discussing a wide range of topics. Welcome, Dr. Kelly.
Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Sort of good to be here. Hope everybody's doing good, and I hope everybody's getting along okay with this virus and, you know, the TP apocalypse 2020, and, you know, lots TP of new heist. T-shirts or something. Pardon?
The great TP heist.
Yeah, really, that's the thing. So, anyway, hope everybody's doing good. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight, was just the reminders to keep a level head on things and be careful of not buying into too much of the hype. You know, be reasonable, keep your head on your shoulders, your feet on the ground, and, you know, take the necessary precautions. But I also want to caution everyone to not necessarily, you know, don't panic, don't go paranoid. And don't go over that edge or down that deep hole. And I'll tell you right up front that these kinds of things, how do I put this? I grew up expecting this kind of stuff, you know, Armageddon and all that stuff can happen. I'm going to kill everybody, blah, 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 you know. So when I left religion 20 plus years ago, that's one of the things that I left, was all of these doomsday prophecies and doomsday prophets and all that. So, you know, I guess one could say that I have some baggage that way. So I just automatically do not buy into any kind of doomsday prophecy or declaration or anything. And I don't get too bent out of shape when people tell us we're all going to die if we live long enough. So that's just me. Now, I'm not saying that they're wrong or that, you know, we shouldn't take the precautions that we need to take that are reasonable and necessary. We need to do that. Just be careful. Don't go too far. You know, the news, I mean, they're eating this up, right? Anytime there's any kind of catastrophe or anything like this, they've got their their fodder for days, months on end now. So be careful. Don't buy too much into the hype. And, you know, frankly, on the news today, maybe you saw it, that some of the figures are even better than they had expected. So not as many people dying and not as many people coming down with it.
So, Dr. Kelly, you and Tracy work from home. How are you managing through this? I don't suspect that isolation is a problem for you.
No, nothing's really changed for us. I mean, you know, we don't go out partying much, you know, like never. And so, we take the dogs to the doggy park, but they close that. So we don't do that. And we then start taking them to another environmental park around close by, and they close that. So we take them for a walk around the block here and there, and, you know, we do our thing here, house, just like we've always done. We just, you know, we go to the store, and we'll go and occasionally and, you know, do the drive-through thing and get some dinner or whatever. But no, we're more homebodies than some others.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of people in the chat, too, for Dr. Edward. Thanks for joining us, everybody, by the way. His lifestyle hasn't changed much either. But I'm sure it's really hard for people who are social, you know, who go to work every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be tough.
Well, you know, in my case, I work in an office, and luckily at this point I'm the only person in that office working just by the nature of the business. So, I have a colleague who works from home. I'm working at the office. It's closed to the public, so it is quarantined. It helps break it up a little bit for me. But, socializing, it has an impact. But that's why I value the ability to come together, especially, you know, in times like this, to come together with our community of the curious, of people exploring metaphysics and reality. And it's why we have an advantage in this day and age of technology to being able to stay in touch with one another where we couldn't in the past. And that's really helped us weather this storm.
Well, I know for sure I've talked to friends more in the last few weeks than I have in years.
Yeah.
They all have time. And we're actually talking on the phone, not just doing the message of, hi, thinking of you, you know, hope everything's well. So have you noticed that too, Dr. Kelly, even with students or having more time to study and such?
Yeah, absolutely. We students have more time to study now, and we're seeing that. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention too. If you're a student listening to this and, you know, you've been away for a while, use the time to come back and complete your program, you know, complete your doctoral degree. I mean, it's there. It will help you in life, and it will get your mind off of any, you know, weird stuff going on in the news. And you got the time to take care of it. I mean, the students who enrolled did so because they had goals and objectives. Well, don't lose sight of those. Keep going. Keep at it, and you'll accomplish those goals and objectives. So, the students and I've even, you know, talked to some friends here and there. Of course, you know, we have some around the country, but it's got, how do you put it? There's always positives in anything, right? I mean, so the time people have more time, of course, that may not be a positive for everybody, but people have more time to do the things that they want. So, you know, that's what I got to say.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the people I've been talking to, I think there was the shock, first of all, and a few friends who were a little bit panicked, but they're finding lots of projects at home, and slowly I can hear it in their voices, and the temperament is changing, that they're settling in. Well, if I'm not going to work Monday, well, you know what? I am going to do a few things. And somebody phoned me up and said, hey, Vicki, have you read these books? So they're reading. And, you know, I think there's all kinds of creativity and art projects. And I started spring cleaning, did the carpets too. So, you know.
Wow.
So I think that studying, it's a perfect opportunity, even if it's an hour a day and as you're going through it. But it does require some discipline if people are used to a day job and socializing, you feel like you're in a void, you know, like this really, like, what do I do with my day? So I think it's beneficial to kind of get your own routine going, like still get up in the morning, still get cleaned up, still, you know, organize the momentum of the
day.
Keep
your routine, yeah.
You know, we have our, I'm sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say we have our graduation coming up. It's Cecilia. Bless you. She just mentioned in the chat that it's her 2-year anniversary from graduating. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Very much. Congratulations.
And that's awesome. And I know we have some graduates with us, you know, each week in the program, some new people. But Dr. Kelly, maybe you want to talk a little bit. I know we're shifting gears here a little bit, but talk about the grad coming up May 2nd, I think.
Yeah, it is May 2nd, first Saturday in May. It's every year. First Saturday in May, so it's, I don't know, 3 weeks away or so, whatever, something on that order. And it's basically for students from IMHS and TFU and anybody who has earned a degree, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral, whichever one is the most recent, they will graduate with that. So some students will be graduating with their bachelor's degree, some with their master's, and many with their doctoral degree. Now, if students graduate this year with their bachelor's degree, well, they can come back next year and graduate with whatever degree they've earned subsequent to that. So we have over 100, I think it's 100 graduates this year.
Awesome.
I think that's a lot. So, you know, students, if you're close to getting your bachelor's degree or your master's degree or even your doctoral degree, you know, you got 3 or so weeks to finish it up, and then you can do that too. You can graduate too. It's
so for it's, newcomers to know to come on this chat, correct?
I'm sorry?
So for the newcomers, some of our new students or people who haven't been with a graduation before, to come to this chat room. And this is where we do the online grad.
It's the same, but there's a graduation page, and it's all in the for both schools, just look in your dashboard for information. There's a timer, and it shows exactly when it's going to start. So that's one another thing I want to mention, so you don't miss it. You know, there's also a link to do your time calculation, the time difference. But when that counter, regardless of what it says, when it counts down to zero, we're starting. Mm-hmm. So that's the same counter that everybody sees all around the world. So don't think that you have to change the time from the countdown timer. Because some students have missed it, be thinking they need, you know, when that timer counts down, we start. So watch that timer too. But you can also, there's a link there to check, you know, enter your location, and it will tell you what time of day. I know for some folks around the world, it's going to be in the middle of the night, and I get that. But we'll record it, and we'll provide the recording there on the dashboards of each of the schools. And also, you can invite your friends and family to join in. In fact, that's a good idea to have a little party or whatever, and I'll sit around and listen to that and then, you know, celebrate, because that's an accomplishment. It really is. I mean, people earn these degrees. They have to study and they have to put some effort into it. And so it's something to celebrate.
So here's a question for you. For people who are isolating and considering that this could go on, especially in the U.S., into early May, is there a way that people can tune in who are not graduates but, you know, family and friends of a graduate?
Yeah.
Can they still from their own home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's
good.
There's
just ask the student who's graduating for the link. I mean, they can share that link with their friends and family.
Okay.
I mean, it's this chat room that we're in, but it's on a different page is all. It's designed for the graduation. And so just ask the student what the link is. Just, you know, and students, if you share the link with your family and friends, and they can come and join in and listen to everything and be part of the chat room too.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I'm going to just kind of be a little selfish here, too, and congratulate myself, because it is this month,
Nine years already?
9 years, Dr. Kelly and Dr. Michael. It was 9 years ago that I joined IMHS and graduated. And
you know, tell them about that. How did you find us? Tell them about this.
It's a wonderful story. I was going through a change in my own life, and I thought there was a lot of rules in the government and lots of chatter in the government about regulating people and giving courses and doing stuff. And I'd said, you know, well, that'll be the day they can tell me what I do, because it's a very specialized area. And I thought, I think maybe it's time to get an ordination, you know, and that'll make me legal. So that was my first thought. And so this little voice in my head kept typing in, you know, ministerial ordinations, but there was this nagging thing that I was missing. And at that time, I must add, that with the metaphysicalhumanism.org, you know, metaphysical church, you could take a course. And I know some of these things have changed, but take a course for the ordination and get ordained. And I didn't like the idea of, you know, here's $20 and you just get a certificate, you know, like some other places, you know, online stuff. But it was, honestly, it was like my fingers were typing in to my computer without my knowing. It was this voice in my head said, go here. And it just repeated to go to Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. So that's how it really was a voice in my head. It was like it came in a dream, and then I signed on with the school. So I've not looked back. I mean, I've had a lot of opportunity through IMHS. I know as the years have changed and a lot of changes, but put up some, you know, I graduated, put up some courses, you know, we brainstormed a lot, we got to know each other, and wow, it's 9 years later. But honestly, it was a voice in my head. It just wasn't me, because I wasn't that smart to know what I was looking for. So
you told me it was in a dream. You got the name in a dream.
Yeah, I did. So it's one of those very interesting moments in my life. I was 55 at the time, and again, going through a number of shifts of saying, okay, now what do I want to be when I grow up? You know?
Yeah. And I'll tell you some stuff about Dr. Vicky's first studies. She was like, you know, IMHS was a year old, and this is 2011, right? So it's a year old. Didn't have that many students at the time. You know, I mean, we're growing. I'm still working 80 hours a week writing courses. I mean, you know, and I had written most of them in people, you know, but I was keeping ahead of the curve. I mean, I had students going through the program, and it's changed and evolved quite a bit since then. I mean, back in the day when I first opened up the school, people took every course. I mean, that was the idea. And there was no bachelor's or master's degree. It was just a doctoral degree. And the idea was you take every single course. And, of course, there was no Reiki. There was no holistic healing courses. There was no quantum energy. There was no animal communication. They were just my courses, because there was nobody else, just me. And anyway, so Vicky comes along and, you know, registers for the free ordination we were doing at the time. And then she purchases the, you know, there was a ordination pack that included a bunch of different things that were mailed. So she did that, and then she enrolled in the school. And at the time, we were also grading for spelling, grammar, punctuation.
I have to laugh, because back then, Dr. Kelly would meticulously go through and, you know, I praised you immensely for doing that. I mean, we've come a long way from there, but I tell you, there are many times when my feelings were hurt. I remember that.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Good lesson. I learned so much.
Well,
that was a beautiful thing.
It was, we don't have no time to grade that kind of thing anymore. But the interesting thing was, Vicky was like the oldest child, you know, the firstborn child. You know, they paved the way, right? You know, through things. And then, you know, any siblings that come after that, they had, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an oldest child. As far as I'm concerned, they had it easy. You know, oldest child, you know, they have to plow and pave the way, pioneer that track, you know, that path. And she was like that. And she was going through the courses, you know. And see, she's not the only one who learned. This is the interesting thing. You're not the only one who learned, who grew, who evolved from this. And, you know, there's an argument, you know, teachers learn more than the students. But in this case, she was going through the program, the courses, and she would get all the, you know, the idea is, you know, you do one segment and you do it. And she was just flooding me. Well, you know, she'd do them all at once. You know, she'd get them all done and then submit them all at once. Thinking, what the heck, you know? And so, you know, and I'm grading all this for, you know, for hours and stuff. And anyway, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It bugged me. And see, this is where I grew. This is where I learned. And, you know, she was going fast. And I thought, how can you go so fast? You haven't even studied this. You know, well, she wasn't, you know, doing lightning speed, but she was doing it pretty quick. And as a teacher, I'm thinking, did you even study this? And of course she did. I mean, all her grades were great and she knew what she was talking about. And so I had to change. The problem was not with her. The problem was with me, with my approach, with what I thought. And so I had to evolve and I had to grow, and she was instrumental in that, because then I began to say, to formulate, you know, students want this, students want that. And there's something, well, no, you can't have that. And I'd have to ask myself, why? Why can't they have that? Why can't we do that for them? And I could not come up with a good reason. So that's when I came up with my, you know, my little philosophy that, look, if there's not a good reason, why not? Yeah, we'll do it, you know, whatever it happens to be.
See, I will never forget that day we were on Skype together, and you were trying to make sure that I really did understand what I was learning, because what I had explained to you is we do the same thing differently. Mm-hmm. You have a different language than I do, but I've been studying metaphysics since I was a teenager, and like all aspects of it, and I'm gobbling this up because the way you present it was – oh, it was refreshing. It's a different way than I speak or I see it, and I'm just like in it. But we were on Skype that day, and you're trying to be really sure that I'm grasping this, and you just threw your hands up and said, I give up. Okay.
Well, I don't specifically remember that, but you know, because I had no good reason to say otherwise. I mean, I was confronted with it. So that's the beauty of this whole school. I mean, I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago with all this. I mean, we've come a long way, and now we have students, you know, who are cooking through the program, and I have no issue with that. I mean, you paved the way for that one, you know. And they're doing good, you know, and I don't care as long as students do good. You know, I've always said, look, you can go as fast as you want as long as your grade average is above 96%. And that, think, wow, that's pretty high. But that's so doable with these courses, mm-hmm. because the exams are open book. You look up any answers or questions you're fuzzy on, because I want you to learn it. You know, I really want you to know it. And so it's not hard to do well in this program. And so it's been an interesting trick. Go ahead.
Sure. You know.
Pardon?
It's not hard to do well in this program if you apply yourself. If you pay attention to the materials and go through it and apply yourself.
And thank you.
Know,
I just want to say that I want students to think. I want to provoke you to thought. That's the point. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, at the time, I also had the time. You know, I had this block of time and the voice in my head saying, do this. And I said, are you sure? I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do what? You know, and it was like I really had to challenge myself to do it. But I had the time to do it. And when that decision was so clear in my mind, I couldn't stop. I mean, I'm just flying through this stuff. I loved it. I'm gobbling it up. And I know that a lot of people don't have that kind of time, but you also have to be really interested. I was fascinated, interested in the whole new perception and perspective and applications and terminologies. And I love things like them esteem. Like you have these little adages, you know, coined throughout the program. And man, they really are striking in the mind. So, you know, I mean, it was a great time. And I know there's a lot of people in the program now, and I don't want to I know somebody finally, Wendy says she loves hearing this story as well. Let's just share another story. One of the things in me being a reader, Dr. Douglas Kelly is the pragmatic mind that he is, wants to test me.
Same story I was going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
And it's not that he's cynical or not believing. It's just, yeah, you're a reader, hey? Psychic, hey? All right, let's see how psychic you are. You take it from here, Doug.
Okay, well, see, I'll give you some background up to this point, okay? Up to this point, now I've known several psychics and do know several, and they were good. And I've seen other people who didn't know what they were talking about. But a good friend of mine, Gregory, was over at the house. This is years and years, probably 2 years or so, or maybe three before this with Vicky happened. And he basically, I'm asking Gregory, you know, is there anybody here? You know, and he's telling me, yeah, you got somebody here. He's, you know, your guide. I said, really? You know, anyway, we talk, and I said, do you know his name? And he says, no. And I said, well, can you describe him? And he says, he's a monk. A monk, you know, like a Franciscan monk, you know, in a robe and all that. And I said, you're kidding. You know, given my, given my beliefs, you know, leaving religion and all that. And you're kidding. A monk is my guide. Anyway, I said, do you know his name? And he says, no. And he says, and then Gregory says, can you tell us your name? And instantly in my mind came the name Stanley. Now, I don't really know anybody named Stanley. You know, it was like, where did that come from? You know, it's not like I was just, you know, saw the name or anything. It just popped into my head. So Stanley, a monk named Stanley, that's okay, you know, odd, but okay. Anyway, so that's all I got, you know, from that. And then subsequent to that, I was on a paranormal investigation, and we were doing a cleansing, and we were in a circle, the team and I, and Lori, who was a psychic, and she was good. She was asking our loved ones to come in and help get rid of this not nice spirit. And she's going around, and she's telling, you know, her dad and mom were part of it, and so she's saying that, you know, Grandpa's here for you, Dad, and your mom, you know, Grandma's here for you, Mom. You know, and she's going around the circle telling everybody who's coming. I says, Lori, is there anybody here for me? And she says, yeah, but I'm not getting a name yet. And so she keeps going around the circle, and then she gets done with everybody, and she comes back to me, and she says, you know, it's like a name. You know, she's just like Stuart, like Stanley, you know, something like that. And she had no clue about this monk named Stanley at that point. So that blew my mind. Okay, maybe there is something to this thing. So fast forward now, we're on Skype with Vicky, and I, you know, I wanted to see, is she the real thing? Or I didn't know her, you know, at the time. And so I ask her, do you see anybody, you know, with me now? And she says, well, there's a monk standing behind you. I about fell off my chair.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this. All I knew at this point was his name was allegedly Stanley. That's all I could come up with, you know. And so I was asking her, do you have a name? And I think you told me there was Tom. No, it was I think you said Thomas, didn't you?
Yes, what we did eventually come up with is Thomas Francis Stanley, and there was a name change when he became a monk. And right. Thomas Francis is why you called it Thomas Francis University.
Right. So we named TFU after Thomas Francis because I, you know, needed a name, and that was as good as anything. So anyway, and he was around. I mean, we did back in those days, I was doing investigations with Gregory. We were doing table tipping, fascinating stuff. And Thomas Francis was always there. You know, he'd always make himself known with the table and all. And so I haven't seen hide nor hair of him. Of course, I don't see him anyway, but you haven't seen him either, have you?
No, but you and I haven't, you know, been in touch much. And but it was a great time for exploring, you know, all these other adventures in consciousness, as we call them. But it's, and of course, you had other things too, and dreams and It was a very, let's say, a very busy spiritual time.
It was, you know, there was, you were telling me all kinds of stuff, you know. You were telling me, I says, okay, well, who is this monk? You know, I was asking, who is this person? And you said, he's like you, but not you. Essentially is what you were saying. You, but mm-hmm. And his name's Thomas. So I look up the meaning of Thomas, and it said, and it means twin. I'm thinking, oh, wow, that was heavy stuff, you know. And so, anyway, we're talking, and what was that word, the term? I lost it now because I'm over 60 and I can't remember anything. Anyway, so here's one thing I do want to say, that you, Vicki, were pivotal in learning more about this entity, about Thomas Francis Stanley. You were pivotal in determining his name. Mm-hmm. You're pivotal in not only that, but then as you went through the program and became part of, you know, the church and the school and all that, and started helping and grading and teaching and writing courses and stuff. You know, the result, I mean, IMHS and TFU, ICMH they wouldn't be what they are if you hadn't been part of it.
You know, thank you for saying that. We all like to believe or hope that we've contributed something valuable. I mean, we all do, but I want to say, you and IMHS, of course, changed my life. So the amount that I learned and the exploring, and this is where I think that, you know, and look, there are some people I appreciate that, you know, they have a different opinion or a different idea or a different view. And fair enough. They don't think IMHS is for them. We've had those students along the years, or, you know, they want to disagree because they're very opinionated. That's cool. Mm-hmm. The one thing that I always did appreciate is that you tell people, believe what you want. This is just, did you read the information? You want to graduate from a course and have that piece of paper. Did you read the information? Did you understand it? You can have your own opinion. That's so valuable. And I know a lot of people like don't hear that. This is what I try to impart in all of my work. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to criticize you. It's provided we're doing no harm, doing right. You know, right. Everybody is different. I'm just here to serve. And to serve you, I gain value from that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a martyr. It's a win-win. And that's what I love about your work too, that win-win and explaining that. So, yeah. You know, we're still here 9 years later. And
I want to underscore what you just said to students who've joined us recently. You know, all I want to do is get you thinking. I want to provoke you to thought and disturb you to action. I want to teach valuable life skills. You know, take what you want, leave the rest, as they say. But, you know, I get students who want to answer questions in the study material and the exams and quizzes based on their own opinions or their own life experience. Well, I'm not testing for that. I'm testing for the study material. So you don't have to agree with it. But when you take the exam and the quiz, all I want to know, did you learn what we were teaching? Whether you agree with it or not is immaterial. You know, your opinions are immaterial. Everybody has those, and that's great. But did you read the material? That's what I want, because it will get you thinking. It will provoke you to thought. It's like a third party that, you know, when you do a mastermind or brainstorming, right, you get more input and you go broader. So,
well, to reinforce that, it's like any school you go to. You know, you can't argue with a professor because you have a different opinion. I mean, I've failed English 30 because of that. You know, right. he told me I was too argumentative, and I had to learn that lesson. I mean, I can disagree, you know, with what the meanings are to these words or that poetry, or what, it didn't serve me. I was there to learn whatever's being presented. He has his opinion, of course, but, you know, do I want a good grade or don't I? it's simple.
Well, and I try to be objective with that, and I don't, when I'm grading, I do not grade, I do not let personal opinions or interactions or anything like that affect the grade. Look, you know, if the students earned it, they've earned it. Whether I agree or disagree with them is immaterial, or whether they agree or disagree with me is immaterial. And that's the thing. And a lot of people, it's hard for them to wrap their brains around this, but if people disagree, I just don't care. I mean, that's fine. Everything I teach is a result of serious life experience. And when I come up with something, when I develop something, some kind of theory or approach like Life Leadership Paragon, I can defend it. I mean, it's not something I just pulled out of a dark, smelly place, right? It's something that was developed and worked on and created and developed more and then worked on more. And I can defend it. But again, not everybody, it's not for everybody, but I want people to just be, I want you to be stimulated. I want you to be provoked to thought.
And that's how, like, each of us does our work for our own reasons, you know, and how we are motivated into action. This is my life's work, like Dr. Kelly, his life's work. And some of you who are listening, and whether it's live or in the archives, it may or may not be your life's work, but it'll be your life's journey and how you apply the information. You may not be a reader. You may not be in the healing arts. You may not be, you know, that as a full-time entrepreneur. You might be a writer. You might be something, but you become a better human being. Yes. And, you know, a lot of people come to me, it's just helping to become a better and more conscious and evolving human being. So I think that that's the other part of this is getting a degree is that, I got to tell you, when I did get that PhD, that was a proud moment.
Yeah.
I said, I'm 55, nearly 56 years old, and I did it. Wow. I actually took courses. I actually wrote assignments. I actually took exams and I did it. And that PhD wasn't so much for my work because my work is carried on. It did make me legal. I was very happy about that. But it was...
I'm legal now.
I'm legal. What it did do for me is that self-satisfaction of something that I achieved. And I am very proud of that, you know, those nice little diplomas. And now, of course, in hindsight, 9 years later, is it important to me today that I have it, you know? Whatever? No, and I don't generally tell people. I don't think it's important that way. I don't sell myself that way. But I know that I did it, and it's one of those tools in my toolbox that if somebody does, and occasionally they will, you know, challenge, well, what's your background? And I said, well, you know, I've done this my whole life, but when I was 55, I went and got my PhD in metaphysics, and I got to tell you, the vibe changes.
Yeah, it's good for credibility.
You know, when you need it, you pull that rabbit out of your hat, and it's awesome, so... Well, I'm really glad for this discussion today, you know, and it's, like I say, leading up to the graduation every year gives me a little reminiscence of the journey of 10 years of IMHS.
This has been great for me, too, listening to these stories. And, you know, some of them I heard, some of them I haven't, but I can say that I speak for a lot of people that join us in the live chat as well. You know, love to hear some of the stories from earlier on in the days and sometimes some of the things from behind the scenes. Let's everybody know how human we all are and that we're in this together. We're all on the same quest for knowledge in this world, and this is a path to that. And there have been a few people that have commented about how this almost feels tailored for them or if it's a situation they're dealing with, and that's because it's applying practical solutions to the core issues of so many different challenges in life. You know, it's been a great thing for me personally as well. And again, I said it earlier and I'm going to say it again because I mean it and I feel it, that one of the things I enjoy most is being able to share in this community, especially on, you know, Wednesday evenings. To those that can join us live, thank you for that. This has become a highlight of my week. I look forward to chatting with you and exchanging ideas with you every week. So thank you. And to those listening in the archives, I encourage you to join us live because you get to have that dynamic experience. But if, you know, time doesn't allow, completely understandable. Keep listening on the archives. I think it's great discussions, and I always enjoy it. But we're going to have to do this more often.
Well, you know, Dr. Kelly, I'm really glad you joined us tonight. Thanks for coming on, and wonderful Easter full moon where everybody's eating their turkey by themselves. You know, people will get through this, right? You know, by the way, should we pull a few cards here, Michael, before we close today? Could we, if anybody wants, we'll do this really quick, the first few names that come up, and we can do that quickly. But I want to reinforce to everybody that all things in life are temporary. We'll all get through this. And yes, that's not to minimize how scary the world is right now. And nobody wants to get sick, and nobody wants to lose anybody. But we'll get through this. We will. And, you know, it's this passing of time, and it's one of those hardships where life is changing, and we decide how it's going to change.
Absolutely.
We decide. Do you agree, Dr. Kelly? We run the show.
Absolutely. You know, and the world can always be a scary place. Honestly, we haven't had to deal with this type of pandemic in our lifetime, but 100 years ago, it's honestly amazing I'm even here because my grandfather's two sisters were taken by the Spanish flu, and he wasn't. So, you know, we haven't had to deal with this, but, I mean, life can be scary. So just remember, we'll get through this. We always do. Remember the indomitable power of the human spirit. You know, we always survive as a species, you know. And for those who have passed on due to this or due to other, you know, causes, you know, it's obviously it's not good. It's sad. But I have hope, sincere, real hope that the next chapter is, again, a continuation of our journey.
Mm. Well said.
And thanks. Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say that was very well said. And just, you know, before we move on to the cards, the last point I'll make since we're on this topic is this current crisis that we're going through in terms of things being on lockdown, our lives are different, things have changed. It's forced us to deal with the reality of, in a more visceral way, of our mortal nature. But it is our very mortal nature and the fact that this existence, whatever comes after, which I, again, hope is a continuation, but this existence is unique. It is temporary. All things are temporary. This will pass. We will have we will have good things on the other side. But it is the very transient nature, it is the very temporary nature of our existence in this plane at this time that makes it special, that makes it beautiful. It adds a wonderful texture to things. But not to detract from the utter tragedy that is the loss of life from this. But we have dealt with pain as a human species for the entirety of our existence. And this is a continuation of that. And we will survive. We will come through this. So that was all I had to add about that.
Dr. Kelly, are you still with us?
Yep.
Do you happen to have your cards with you?
Nope. Okay. I mean, I've got them online, but...
Oh, no.
I leave that to you and Michael.
Okay. I was going to ask if you wanted to join in drawing cards. So.
No, I won't draw, but if I have a comment, I'll certainly offer it.
All right. Michael, what do you have for Ronaldo? Let's get started here.
All right. Ronaldo. First card of the evening is number 37, groundedness.
Oh, good one.
Absolutely. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts, or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Well, Ronaldo, in support of that, I have the King of Clubs. So in tarot language, it's the King of Wands. And what that is to me, someone who's found his self-authority and has foresight. So you're able to see ahead, not just short-termed. Somebody who's got a bigger, wider picture of how you're managing your life. So as you are staying grounded, and I would say that you're, my intuition here says you're making a shift to see beyond the immediacy of the moment in your life and looking at the chain reaction, like the dominoes, so to speak. So your vision is changing, and I think that's a really cool thing, actually. So I'd say you're on top of it. Keep doing the shifts. It's exciting. What do we have for Shirley, Michael?
Right. And for Dr. Shirley, I pulled number 13, positive consciousness. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary.
Well, Shirley, I'd say that you're renewing some passion in yourself, because in support of positive consciousness, I got the Lovers in the Major Arcana. That's number 6 in the numerical system of the Major Arcana. And we don't have to take that literally, like of a physical nature. It's more passion from your heart, passion of your energy. So I'd say that, and my sense here is you might have come out of a questioning kind of period or a quizzical period, and you're getting inspired again. You're getting ignited. So your passion is coming back. So I'm excited for you, because I see, just in my mind's eye, I see some really positive things coming up for you, especially, and look, it just comes to me right away, June, July, August, so roll with it. You're good to go. We have Dr. Edward next, Michael.
All right, and for Dr. Edward, I have number 28, do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
Well, Dr. Edwin, I'm not sure how this plays in, but I got the Ten of Diamonds, Ten of Pentacles in tarot language, Ten of Diamonds, and the do no harm, do right with the marketplace, or perhaps in financial capacity, which, look, in the big scheme of things, that would kind of make sense. But I want to take this to maybe a business deal, a business arrangement of some kind of negotiation where your ethics comes in, and a sense of morality and staying on the side of right. And of course, we can't control other people, but we can control to what degree we participate in things that we're not keen on. So maybe it is that there's a situation coming up here that you're having to check in with your ethics, perhaps, in some kind of work capacity. I hope that makes sense to you. So we have Wendy up next, Michael, I think.
And I do believe Wendy is the last name that I saw. So
okay.
If we missed anybody, go ahead and throw your name in. Otherwise, I think we'll wrap up after that. But we have number 4, past, present, and future. It's a good one. I don't know that we pulled it in a little bit.
Yeah.
The 3 universal laws of personal responsibility are, 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. Personal favorite. 3, don't do for others what they can should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. embrace responsibility, and move forward with renewed vigor.
Well, Wendy, I've got the page of cups here, page of hearts. Now, just to remind everybody, it's only in the tarot that there are pages. The page is the bridge between the minor and the major arcana. It's a communicator. And so the page of cups is about how you communicate. So past, present, future, as you're shifting, you're changing, then I think that's how you deliver yourself. You're finding a new language, perhaps, but it's coming from your heart. So that's a really, I'd say, a good symbol in a way that I'm seeing. And I think that, I just say you're coming into a new time, and it's also one of confidence, where more self-certainty, perhaps, rather than just a confidence. It's just finding the language and the right words that you want to relay to people who are important in your life. So that's kind of where I go with that, Wendy. Hope that makes sense. And thanks to Dr. Edward for the feedback. And he said years ago he had a business associate. He had had a problem trying to treat clients ethically. And he said he doesn't regret being the way he is. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. So, yeah, absolutely. So maybe that's a good place to a good note maybe to end the program tonight of saying it. Go ahead.
I was going to say Rick's with us and his wife Kelly is listening as well. And I thought we might have time. We can squeeze in one more. What do you think?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let's do it for Kelly.
All right. So I pulled number 24, truth.
Truth.
There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or life situation. Yet, only the truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead.
Mm-hmm.
This card may indicate that there is a truth in something or in a direction.
Well, Kelly, for you, I pulled the Empress in the Major Arcana. It's the third card in the numerical sequence in the Major Arcana. And in a word, the Empress is fertility. So not taken in the literal sense, we take it metaphorically, looking for truths, looking for what's real to you, what's in your reality, and you're getting new ideas. And you continue to search for new ideas. And I'd say that there's, and my sense is that there's some new concepts that you're encountering that are slowly starting to, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, on a computer where the software is kind of working through the computer program. And so you're starting to grow as a result of these new ideas. And and my sense for you, Kelly, is that you turned a corner recently in your life and made some really important decisions, but you weren't really sure where to go with that. But where you are now, you're on the right path, the right steps forward, and it's starting to make sense. So good for you. I hope that kind of, I hope I've plugged into you well enough to get that fairly accurate. So, and that it makes sense to you. Anyway. You know what Edward was saying moments ago about being ethical, behaving in certain ways that are true to ourselves. I would really like to, you know, wrap this up in a way, Michael, that keep in check with yourselves, folks. I see some pretty bizarre things out there. You just laugh it off. you know, spatial distancing, physical distancing, be respectful. I got to tell you something really funny. My friend Susan said yesterday, she said, is it me or people are driving further apart from each other? I started just roaring. I said, it's not just me who noticed that. Keeping cars distance, you know, it's funny. But it's just stay true to yourselves, folks, and we'll get through this.
That's the best advice, and you know, thank you, Doctor, for bringing that up. And that is a great note to end on, because we owe it to ourselves to be the best versions of ourselves and to speak to our own truth. And tonight, you know, we've had a wonderful, lovely discussion. It's been personally enriching for me. I've loved to hear the trip down memory lane. I think it was founded for a lot of our those joining us, the alumni, the current students. You know, of course, we're going to be back next week. I, again, encourage you, if you can, join us live. It's a fantastic experience. I've been looking forward to it more and more every week. I love this community that we're building. And just stay safe, but stay reasonable. This too will pass. And thank you for joining us. And until next week, listen, think, learn, grow.
Good night, everybody. Next week.